Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. A beautiful Saturday, unused Saturday morning we've got going here. Keith Munson with Josh Toffness. Our buddy Doug is out at Fantasy Camp. And what part of Arizona is that? Do you know, Josh?
Isn't it like Happy something or Surprise something?
Yeah, I can't remember the
something
name.
Something weird.
Yeah, he's doing his baseball fantasy camp, though. I think that's a pretty neat thing to do.
As far as the Reds have been going, I'm pretty sure their camps are fantasies.
Because, that's about the truth. I think this is their minor league program or something.
Right.
Well, I can't say that because they bring a lot of good players up and then trade them all for.
That's what they do, yeah. They train them for other teams. It works good for them.
You know, that's you look at the World Series the last few years, there's been several Reds players on about every team.
Sure.
And then, of course, you got Chapman, and I mean,
what about him though? The whole bouncing back and forth, going to the Chicago Cubs to win a World Series, and then bouncing. Now he's in New York
back
again.
Back with the Yankees.
That's crazy.
What was with the Yankees? 2 months or something? Maybe that.
Yeah, it was for about 2 or 3 months, and he was suspended for like a month of that.
God.
And
yeah, that's right. That's right.
Then
over
he goes,
hitting his wife or girlfriend.
Well,
or something.
No, he fired off shots at his house in a garage.
Oh yeah.
So he just randomly starts shooting his gun it was during an argument with his wife or with his girlfriend, whichever, and he just randomly decided that he was going to shoot his gun in the garage. So I don't think I've ever been that mad or anything, so I don't know what to relate with that, but that's pretty crazy.
It's a good thing he's a better shot with throwing a baseball than he is shooting a gun.
That's right. Yeah, that could have been really bad.
Oh, God.
But that's apparently what happened with him.
You know, at home, we shoot our shotgun in there 3 times on New Year's Eve a lot of times, but that's about it. Look out below. But we hope to get Doug on the second segment and the rest of the show. You know, he told us he's going to be on. We called and got his answering machine.
That's
again,
right. You know, I'm so used to that answering machine. I could quote it, you know.
This is Doug. Leave me a message.
Oh, man.
I didn't get to go fishing this week. You know, I was talking last weekend about going fishing. I decided not to go. My grandbaby's into basketball strong, so I'm going to a lot of ball games still, but because it'd be over with. But you know, the fishing's outstanding.
I saw you sent a picture of Dinsmore with some big ones.
Yeah, Dinsmore went what was Martin Luther King Day this past Monday, and he killed them down there, you know. And he told me he's been throwing that Alabama rig. Of course, I don't know how familiar you are with that. It's a bait we throw. It's got like 5 different baits on it at once, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said.
And in Tennessee, you can only have four, right?
Three.
Three.
You can have 5 baits, but only 3 hooks.
Oh, yeah.
But he told me that what he did down there Mondays, he'd hook one. And when he noticed that it wasn't that big, or if it jumped and he saw it was smaller than what he'd been catching, he just kind of let it swim. And he said a lot of times he'd catch another one while he was out there swimming. I said, that sounds like cheating to me. I don't know.
That's a pretty good idea, though.
Yeah, it is. For him to come up with it especially, you know. About like something Doug would think of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a lot to cover. You know, we got a lot of boat shows coming up. You know, I think.
That's right.
I think next week is the Louisville Boat Show. Today, which is Saturday, Sunday on some of these stations, but I'll be down at Pittsburgh Marine. They got their big open house. They got Hank Parker there. He's a pretty cool guy. So if you're around, and of course this airs early, so if you want to go to London or East Bernstadt and Pittsburgh Marine down there, they're going to have Hank Parker, and he'll be there to meet and greet everybody, and that's kind of neat. Hank Parker's probably the dude, I think. Have you ever heard of him? He's a pretty cool guy.
I think I've heard you guys talk about him.
Yeah. Plus his son, you know, is a NASCAR driver. Was. I guess he still is, but. He's big with Bass Pro and big with Berkeley, and he's won the Bassmasters Classic and all that stuff. So it's pretty cool. Big guy. He's big, pretty tall guy. But I've met him before, and in fact, he interviewed me. It was at Forestwood Cup. I had one good day there, and so they got to talk to him on TV. So it's pretty neat. So.
But you haven't been fishing much.
Haven't been fishing. Nope. I know your camping's cut short because you got a brand new baby. And we talked about it last week.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking. You know, I still edit these things.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You weren't here. You had to be careful, don't we?
I still go over these things and stuff. But, he's doing pretty awesome. Jackson Emery, he's doing awesome.
Emery, Douglas Keith.
Yeah, Douglas Keith. Yeah. That's right. But, he's doing good. Terrifying moment because we had to do a last-minute C-section.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that got a little bit scary.
Yeah.
I remember, like, during the whole process just thinking, like, well, screw this. I don't want to do this again. Adoption is next.
Yeah.
but then, you know, when I'm holding them, I'm just like, this is what it's all for.
Oh, yeah, they'll melt your heart, you know.
Oh,
your
instantly.
Life is forever changed, I can promise you that.
Instantly.
Yeah. You know, my wife had a C-section. Of course, it's been several years ago now. And if you have any more, they'll just schedule a C-section.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they were saying.
And I remember she was pregnant with my son. Of course, she went with her regular checkups, but then when it came time for him to be born, we just went to, like, we was checking in a motel. Mm-hmm. So, tomorrow at 8:30, you're going to have a baby boy, you know. So, it was nerve-wracking because, you know, I was going through the operation and all that. But still, it was, I mean, it was, for me, it was a lot easier. I know it wasn't for her.
Were you in the operation room?
No, I did not go. Back then, they were really, I did the Lamaze class and all mm-hmm. that breathing. Remember how they used to do all that? I don't know. Do they still do that?
Yeah, yeah. But I was, like, so we did the whole, you know, push and everything, and that didn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
So they decided they wanted to do C-section last minute. And then I'm in the, like, ER with them. So, really? Like, I'm sitting, and, behind, like, I can see her upper half.
Uh-huh.
And then there's, like, a sheet there set up.
Right, right.
And I'm back with the anesthesiologist, you know, sitting there and trying to comfort her and everything. Mm-hmm. And then they're doing their work down there. And, man, like, I was freaking out.
It's very nerve-wracking.
I mean, back and forth. Like, and then when the baby was born, you know, I'm going over to him. But at the same time, I'm looking back over at my wife, and she's mm-hmm. on the table. And it's just
it
terrifying,
is.
You know?
I don't know if I could have done that.
I was planning on cutting his cord. But, like, in that moment, they were like, you want to cut the cord? I was like, you do it. I was afraid I was going to take some skin or something. I was just, it was very, very nerve-wracking.
Oh, it is. It can be. You know, of course, I just looked through the door. They told me they were going to do all that stuff, and I was peeking through the little door, mm-hmm. and I couldn't really see anything. I heard the baby crying. That was about it. But it's very, very, oh, you know, I'm kind of glad I passed my childbearing years. Hey, this is Keith. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Hope we'll have our buddy Doug from Arizona, Big League Fishing.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GA, and they will be right back.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dewad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Dew guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do yeah, Mountain Doodly.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Welcome back, Big League Fishing, on this beautiful weekend. Gosh, it's nice. 60 degrees this week. We've had a beautiful January so far. Well, we've had 3 days. It's been pretty cold, and the rest of the time it's been almost springtime. You know, my yard is even turning green. That's what's scary.
I'm trying to get... What? Did he answer?
Well, yeah.
Dadgummit.
Finally.
Dadgummit.
There he is.
This is Big League Fishing, isn't it?
We was getting ready to have some fun, weren't we?
We're going to dog you.
Was you going to give me a rude?
No, I was going to give you two rudes.
You're the one that need a rude because you didn't go fishing last week.
Man, we were just talking about that. Isn't that awful?
It is. What is the weather kind of sloppy around there?
Well, it's a little bit wet, but it's 60 degrees. I mean, what do you expect?
Is it?
Yeah. We're recording early, and it's like in the 40s today, but it's been 67 degrees today.
It's warm, but it's nasty.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute.
Okay.
There's a cloud going by. Hold it. Okay, it's gone.
You are not right.
That must have interfered with your cell phone for the first segment, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was
Well, actually, we had as commissioner here, this wonderful fantasy camp, 144 wannabe Major League Baseball players, that are the average age of about 52, I had to make an executive decision out on the field on a very, very close playoff game that's going on right now.
So you administered 911 is what you're saying.
What I told them was, I don't know.
Good answer. How's the weather out there, buddy?
The weather is great. It's just we had a couple of rough days with a little cloudiness and today's absolutely beautiful, but rumor has it we're going to get some rain for the next couple of days here, so it may put a little damper on some of the spirits and might have to cancel a few of the games. And that means that if you have rain, that means all of us 25 former major leaguers have to start lying our butt off about our careers.
Uh-oh. That ought to be easy, though. I mean, you fish.
Yeah, that'd be easy. Hey, if you can lie about fishing, that's right.
That's right.
I'm just practicing for the fishing season, baby.
Who all's out there with you this week?
Oh, man, we got a great lineup here. Jack Billingham and Jim Maloney, just two former players that were outstanding. Mm-hmm. Eric Davis, a great ball player on the 90 World Championship team. Todd Benzinger, Billy Hatcher, Herm Winningham, Corky Miller, Joe Price, Ron Robinson, Tommy Helms, Ronnie Oster, Raleigh Eastwick. Golly, it's just
man.
Like a who's who of the Reds past.
And, golly.
George Foster was out the other day. So, you know, we're here. You know what I had to do? I was talking with Herm Winningham, who I played a little bit with in Montreal, and then Herm was a part of that 90 World Championship team and mm-hmm. scored a big run for him. So Herm said, you still doing your fishing show? I went, yeah, man. I said, matter of fact, I'm taping it today. Well, I was going to have him as a guest, but he happens to be playing in a playoff game. And so he was showing me pictures of these great, big, old brim and bluegill he was catching.
Really?
And he said, yeah, he's got a little lake down behind his house. He said, man, I don't even use it. He said, I'll throw me a cork out there and a worm, let it sit for a little while, and then I'll just start trying to catch me a bass or two. When that cork goes under, I just grab me some breakfast.
I love it.
It's pretty good. Yeah, we're having a tremendous time. But I sure miss, you know what, I got a new line on my poles. I'm ready for fishing, boys.
I guarantee you got a line on your poles. In fact, I've done that myself this week. I've got poles out and rods and reels and lures and got rid of everything. You know, our buddy Densmore, we talked about him earlier. He went to Cumberland Monday and caught the devil out of fish down at Lake Cumberland.
Did he tell you how? Or is he
yeah, he caught him on that A-rig, you know.
Good night.
And you know what he told me? And I was telling Josh, he would hook one, and when he said he caught like a smallmouth on the third cast that was a keeper, and they caught another one. They said when he would hook little ones, he would just let them swim with it until another one would grab another bait, and then he'd catch both of them. Now, what about that?
Wow. You know, I had read that in, I think it was the Bass Magazine, where it said that a lot of times you get a fish on, and even though it feels like it might be a decent fish, you still slow down because if they're in schools, there'll be another one that'll come up and grab hold of it.
It makes sense, you know, because a couple times I've caught two or three, you know, on bait, but like that before, but I'd never thought anything like that. I'd be afraid that doesn't get off, and I don't like to lose any of them. I don't care how big they are.
Well, let me get to a real important question. How's
okay.
that baby doing?
He's doing awesome.
Is he?
Jackson Emery, Douglas Keith Toffness is doing absolutely outstanding.
Atta baby. Well, you know what? We are so thrilled for you, man. I'll have to bring him a Cincinnati Reds outfit. I'll bring him something home, and we'll get him started the right way.
Well, I was going to say he needs to meet his Uncle Keith and Doug. So, you know,
that's
I mean,
right.
He's named after him. So.
That's exactly right. You may not want to say that too loud, though. Mama might get mad.
Hey, we were just talking about boat shows and stuff coming up, you know. And are you and I planning on – we're still going to be at the Lexington Boat Show, aren't we?
Yep, we're going to be there at the
radio.
Lexington Boat Show. And then I got a call. We may be going to Columbus to do one, too.
Oh, now that would be fun.
How about that?
That would be fun.
Been asked to come fish a tournament, but I got a call the other day, and I told them I'd get back with them when I got back home. We're looking at sometime in February or maybe heading up that way. And then, of course, you and I are going to go fish a tournament up there.
Mm-hmm.
They've put us in. There'll be about 60 boats. They want us to come up. And I don't know if we're going to do a show, but we're going to go show off the boat and show these people how Kentucky folks catch some fish.
Now, I also had news today, and they probably don't care. I guess they care if I advertise a little bit, but you know the Battle of the Bass they have down at Somerset every spring?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this year they've moved it to the fall because the FLW that's going to go on in April, instead of having two conflicting big tournaments around the same time frame, you know, in the city of Somerset, they're moving this one to October, and it's just a two-day event. So I know a couple guys that are probably in that one, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, I really need to dedicate myself to more fishing this year.
We both do.
And and good fishing, not just fishing, but good fishing.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I had an off year last year. I was in a slump last year. I've only signed a one-year contract. I thought I was going to get a multi-year deal, but I didn't get one. So I'm going to have to get better.
At least you signed. I need to get with Mountain Dew and them. I'd like them to put me through. I had a phone call the other day and said they still got some openings in the Coastal tournaments that FAW puts on. Yeah, so if I could get with Mountain Dew, maybe I could get in some of those.
Well, we need to go do a little work on that then.
Yeah.
We need to do a better job for promoting this bad fishing that you and I are doing.
If you can promote bad fishing, you've done something, haven't you?
Well, that means we're going to have to up our personality a little bit and start kissing more babies, I think.
We got to get a lot less rudes, don't we?
A lot of less rudes. That's right. Oh, here comes a foul ball my way. No, I'm laying down under a shade tree right now at the outfield. Let's say Donnie Glass. How are you, bud?
That is the life right there, isn't it, Josh?
It is.
That is the life.
Yeah, it is really good. I've heard they've been keeping an eye on the weather. Mama didn't come out here with me. She stayed home because Dad's, having a little rough spell
right now.
And broke his back again. So we got Olga decided she'd stay home, make sure all was good. And we got a couple of good reports from Dad.
Well, good.
She knew that would take a lot of pressure on me as I try to babysit these 144 guys.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, sir.
When you say shade tree, do you mean Corky Miller's just standing over you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm going to tell him you said Hey, Josh, here's what's going to be fun tonight.
We're
doing a kangaroo court, and our normal judge is Bobby Wine, and he's not here. And the people around don't know, but I will be the prosecutor, and Corky's going to be our judge.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Does he still have that big mustache?
He's got everything, big mustache, big everything. And he's just a good – we have Aaron Harang is out here for the first time.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is he still playing, or does he get out of it?
He's been out a couple of years now.
Okay.
But he still looks good. Big monster, about 6'7", good, right?
He is a big guy.
And a nice guy. We have Scott Sullivan as the relief pitchers out here. We just have so many good former players. And, once we put that uniform on, hey, we got local boy Austin Kearns is out here.
Really?
That's
neat. That is awesome. Hey, Austin, how does all that work? You play so many games a week, or how do you do that?
They sign up, and on the first day we have a little tryout, then we draft, the pros draft the team.
Oh, okay.
Then we play an afternoon game, then every day they play doubleheaders, and then on Friday they play against us.
I see. Do those guys pitch as well? I mean, you have pitchers as well?
Oh, yeah. Got everything. There's the only rules we don't have is there's no pass balls because a lot of them have trouble catching it. there's no stealing because that would take forever. We modify the rules a little bit. The average age is about 51.
Uh-huh.
It is an absolute must-do if you're a baseball fan. I tell you who will be good out here, and I know would love to come, is Coach Matthew Mitchell.
I'll bet.
He's already called checking on me.
Has he really?
Yeah. I said, Coach, you probably got a few other things more important right now, but when the time comes, you'll be just right for this.
His girls come out the other night smoking, beat somebody by 30 or 35 points. They're playing well.
Did they really? I saw they beat Georgia the other night. Yeah. They play again?
No, I don't know if they play. I think they play again before we air this, but the Georgia game is the one I was talking about. They beat the pants off.
Yeah, the Georgia game. And saw the boys this past week had a pretty decent close one against Mississippi State.
Yeah, there's a few fouls called in that game.
Just a few.
Again?
Yeah.
52, wasn't it, or something like that?
the game is getting ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you can't get into a rhythm.
No.
And these were fouls away from the ball.
Right.
I mean, that didn't even matter.
The foul that changed things was the one on Malik Monk when he dunked it, held onto the rim for just a second, and they called him for it. And it was not – when they showed the replay, he did not really hang on that rim, did Josh?
Mm-mm.
And then that just changed the whole complexion of the game, in my opinion.
Wow.
So.
Wow. And you got – yeah, they got enough to worry about without silly stuff like that.
Isn't that the truth? But the thing is, they won't – when it comes to NCAA tournament time, they'll call it different. They'll let them play. So, call it one way or the other and be done with it. But 52 fouls is way too many fouls to call in a college basketball game.
Well, when I'm out here, man, you think I ain't hearing a lot of flack from these guys. I mean, Eric Davis, too. Eric was getting all this, going to let my Bruins come into town and whoop up on you. I said, well, your Bruins might get another chance at them. So, when it counts, we'll see exactly how the boys do.
That's exactly right. After we get out of our diapers, we'll be ready to play.
That's right. Well, I know when the boat show, you're getting excited about that?
Yes, sir, I sure am. You know, we got I'm doing one today, in fact, at Pittsburgh Marine, and we just talked about that the last segment. But, you know, we're running out of time already in this segment, so we better kind of wind this thing down. Yeah, so you going to hang with us a little bit longer, aren't you?
I'm going to hang with you a little bit longer, so you go ahead and lead us out of the
I'll do it, buddy. You listen to Big League Fishing, Keith Munson and Doug Flynn from Arizona. We'll be right back, Big League Fishing.
This is Boudreaux Mint from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dewad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Do guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do yeah, Mountain Doodly, do yeah.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute. Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Welcome back, Big League Fishing. Keith Munson here in the studio by himself, but got my buddy Doug Flynn out in Arizona at the Reds Fantasy Camp on the telephone, and he is having some fun out there with his guys.
Man, I am. And you know one thing I have realized? I am old to play this game anymore. It is time to turn it over to the babies. Some of the young kids are out here working out, and they are big and strong and fast. I don't know if they can play, but they sure look good in a uniform.
Man, hey, what happens?
Go ahead.
I just wonder what happens, man. You see, my mind still says, oh, man, you can do it. But the body says, no, you just sit down in that chair for a little bit longer.
Yeah, it does, you know. And I went through a couple of stages where, you know, when I was playing, you'd say, oh, man, I suck that ball up. And you'd make a pretty good play. And then a little few years later, you'd say, Man, I'm not making that play as much as I used to. And then now I'm to the point where I see the ball hit and I go, yep, I used to get that one. I don't even move.
Or if it's hit right at you, you say, oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We can still catch it, but then those bases got longer since we played. They moved them back, man. I don't know how far they look like. They're about a mile away. You need a cutoff man to throw the ball across the diamond now.
Need a relay person.
But it's still fun, and it's one of the most fun weeks because one of the cool things that we're doing out here, which, you know, is kind of dear to all our hearts, is we have 11 11 veterans, military veterans here. We have one amputee that plays on the Wounded Warrior amputee softball team. So
really?
As we're taping this show, tonight, we're doing a kangaroo court, and all the proceeds will go to Hope for the Warrior. It's going to be really cool. We got a couple of Marines and several Army guys, a few Air Force and Navy, and they have been wonderful. And in their honor, we're going to try to raise a bunch of money to continue helping families that, you know, are. And then what we said this morning, I said it in the morning meeting. I said, these guys right here laid it all on the line so that all of us can do what we're doing, including baseball or our businesses. So tonight, let's honor them by giving back as much as we can.
But, buddy, I give you a big amen on that. Them guys, you know, they've let us have all these freedoms that we just take for granted a lot of times. You know, they don't understand what's going on here.
I know. It's amazing. And, I don't know what the fishing's like out here. I haven't nobody's really come up, and I've been able to talk to about it. But I tell you, if the weather was like this all the time, it'd make you want to do anything.
Well, there's a lake out there, Lake Havasu. I do know about Lake Havasu out there, and it's a pretty good lake.
Where's that? I've heard of it.
It's, I forget where it's at, but it's got the old Brooklyn Bridge, the one they reconstructed, and they put the original Brooklyn Bridge, I think, is out there at Lake Havasu somewhere. But it's in Arizona.
You're right.
I know they had the old Red Man All-American was out there 1 year. And, in fact, I think Rick Klun won it, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So it's a pretty good lake. It's real clear from what I understand.
Well, there's a guy from Paducah that's here at the camp walked up to me and said, I'm supposed to tell you hello. And I went, from who? He said, some guy that's been dogging you said you're supposed to call him go fishing. And I said, what's his name? He said, Mark Menendez.
Mark Menendez. That was who I was thinking when you said Paducah.
Lake Havasu is right on the California-Arizona line.
Okay.
So it's almost, still a pretty good ways from us, here.
Where are you at exactly?
What's that?
Where are you at exactly? What city?
Goodyear. Just a little bit west of Phoenix.
Goodyear. Okay.
Yeah, Goodyear, Arizona. They built an unbelievable complex for the Reds. They share it with the Cleveland Indians. You got mountains in the background. I'm going to put a picture on Twitter here in a little bit so folks can take a peek at it if they want.
Okay.
And
okay.
I sent some pictures out of me and Austin Kearns and some of the guys. It's just, you know, when you get a chance to do this, you just think about how special it is, because we've lost about 15 former pros since I began doing these things.
Is that right?
And, and it's just sad, and we always try to remember them and then let guys know, let's don't take for granted that we get an opportunity to do these kind of things.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, we're not getting any younger, so we have to take advantage of every moment we got.
You got that right.
We should do that anyway. You know, I mean, just stop and be grateful as a moment and take advantage and soak in. I tell my daughter that all the time. Soak in every moment that you got, you know.
Yep. So every single minute. So the fishing's still pretty good back
there. Yeah,
now,
the fishing's real good. I think it took like 18 or 19 pounds to win this weekend again down at Cumberland. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mike DeVere won a tournament this past weekend down at the dams. Had close to 20 pounds again. So, I mean, they're biting.
Really?
Yeah, they're biting. You know, I was working today, and I looked up, and here come this kid.
He was doing what?
I was working. And here come this kid walking down the street there, and they're putting new sidewalk in, and they were putting the string up and everything. I said, I know that boy. And it's Andrew DeVere, John DeVere's grandson. And he was telling me about Mike winning that tournament. But he said, why aren't we fishing? I said, well, that's my thoughts exactly.
So you going to get a chance to go out and fish today?
No, probably not. I'll be at the Pittsburgh Marine. Today is the Pittsburgh Marine boat show with Hank Parker and them. So I'll probably blow this 65-degree day at a boat show. But that's okay. There'll be more.
Oh.
There'll be more.
Wow. There'll be more.
Yeah.
Well, when I get home, I'm expecting you to have it all figured out exactly how we're supposed to be catching these fish.
I got it figured, baby. We're going to start hitting Dale Hollow. I know they're biting down there pretty good, and we always have some good trips in early March and late February down there, so we'll just keep that tradition going.
Yeah, are we still jerk baiting time yet?
Jerk baiting, and they're still catching them cranking down Lake Cumberland. So, I mean, that's just amazing to me. Yeah, and I talked to a friend of mine that was in Kentucky Lake. He caught some this past week on the jerk bait down Lake Kentucky Lake. So, you just need to get out and go fishing. It's just a great time to go.
Well, I'm hoping to do that. I need to make a few adjustments on the way I've been going about it, but I really want to get serious this year. I love fishing, I love catching more. But I sure don't like it when you're not even in the hunt.
I understand.
When the day is over with.
I understand. Hey, buddy, break time. We got to go. So I'll holler back at you in just a second. Listen to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn from Arizona. Keith Munson, Josh Shoffness, Big League Fishing. Be right back.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dewad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. Starting to feel it now. Do guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Welcome back. Big League Fishing. Keith Munson here in the studio. Doug Flynn in Arizona. Josh behind the microphone making everything sounds good. But, buddy, I wish you was back in the studio with me and we was getting ready to hit the lake. I know that. It's this weather's been outstanding for January, and we need to take advantage of that for sure.
Yeah, it's this one of those chances I do every year. It's my 30th fantasy camp.
Golly.
Started doing it when I first got out of baseball. And, you know, it's got to the point now where I kind of run a lot of the things that go on out here, and I'm enjoying it. But, there's something about fishing that just, when I watch TV, you know what? I couldn't even watch Major League Fishing out here.
Seriously?
Last week. No, they don't have an outdoor channel at the hotel where I'm staying.
Well, that's a rude.
That is a definite rude. I called down the front. I said, excuse me, ma'am, could you tell me what station's the outdoor station? She said, well, son, you can just go right outside anytime you want to. I went, no, that ain't, never mind.
You would not have liked this last episode. I think I taped it just in case you couldn't see it, because you told me last week you hadn't seen it.
Uh-oh.
But the guy,
don't
that
tell me they were topwater fishing.
I'm not going to tell you that then. I'm not going to tell you that the 5-pounders was eating or anything like that either. So,
oh my God, where were they fishing?
They were fishing out Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. Osage Beach, yep. Missouri. And the thing I like about this is, you know, I've fished that lake before. I've had an FLW event there, gosh, 8 or 9 years ago now. But they're fishing in the creek, different creek arms and whatnot. And where they're at now is where I fished. And I thought that's pretty cool because I've recognized a lot of the places they're fishing. And it's pretty neat. Man, it makes me want to be back out on the tour so bad I can't hardly stand it.
Well, they got only have about 6 guys left, don't they, or so?
Well, they go 6 at a time. And,
oh, that's right.
And two of them get knocked out, and then the top 4, I think, gets to fish another day. And then I don't know exactly how that works, but they haven't got to the regulars just yet, you know, Griggs being all those guys. So, in fact, did I tell you I talked with Shaw Grigsby this week, and he's going to be on a radio show the next little bit. Shaw's a great guy. He was in Florida at Lake Harris fishing.
Oh, yeah.
The chain, and he wants to be on our show sometime, so that'd be a pretty neat guy. He'd
be a great everybody guy. Who's trying to make a name for themselves probably wants to be on the show.
Well, that's what he told me, you know. So
that was me.
That's how I did.
As a matter of fact, I think you need to talk to Hank Parker and tell Hank that we'd like to have him on the show and tell him we were good friends with Coach Taylor. And
Yeah, I'll do that.
I got a call from Coach Taylor, matter of fact, down in Somerset, and had one of our listeners that sent me a tweet that says that he still has the mold for the spinnerbait that Coach Taylor did.
Seriously?
And I said, I would love to have those. And he says, just direct message him. So I'm going to go do that when I get back home. I know he's listening today, and I appreciate that. And this ought to be a lot of fun.
That is outstanding, because they were some of the best spinnerbaits made. Plus, they had the great – did they have the worm mold? Because I love those T-bass worms that he used to make.
I did, too.
So
maybe. I did, too. They had the best worm of – uh-oh, I may be in trouble here. The security's coming and running me out of the field.
Well, hey, get him on there and get him on the radio, and you'll be good.
Sir, I promise. I'm really with the club. I mean, I'm part of this event. You can tell by...
Hey, get him on there. Ask him if he likes to fish.
Yeah, really. There's ponds around here. You know, you'd think this close to a baseball complex, they'd have a pond or two where a guy could go fish.
That's not the case.
It's not the case that I have seen. I've driven all over this place. It's just kind of out away from everything.
Yeah, if there was one there, you'd sniff it out, I guarantee it.
There's one, I guarantee you I would, and I'd run down to Walmart and buy me a little something to use. But no, I don't think so. One of our games just finished, and a lot of the guys are heading in. Tonight's the kangaroo court, and I gotta be special tonight. I got to put on a little show, raise some money, so I'm pretty excited about
tonight. I don't have any doubt that it happened good, buddy. Hey, you have another fantasy camp coming up before too awful long, don't you? The Mets, would that be the state of Florida?
Yeah, we go down and do the Mets fantasy camp. You know, I played with so many teams, I could probably make a living just doing fantasy camp. And the good news is they just still want you to come.
Yeah.
So I got to do the Mets, you know, starting with the Reds, 3 years in the minor leagues, and 2.5 years in the big leagues. Uh-huh. My heart's kind of here. And then growing up being a Reds fan all my life.
Right.
This is kind of special right here.
I'd say that's awesome. I'm so glad you get to do that. With the Mets, which one draws more, the Mets or the Reds?
Well, both of them are drawing pretty good. Mets were doing 2 weeks. They sold out 1 week and then had about 60-something the other. And the Reds, we sold out just 1 week, had a waiting list, but 12 teams of 12. And, you know, the guys pay over $4,000 to come out here and to play ball, just to spend time with us. They get their own uniform, got their names on the back.
That's
get
cool.
A baseball card, a video, get to hobnob, listen to BS from all of us former ball players. you know, you're a kid again. You put that uniform on and you just all of a sudden become a kid again. It's pretty darn special.
I'd say that. Well, I would love to do something like that. I'm afraid I'd throw something out now, though.
Well, you know what's funny? These guys say, well, I've been running all year. I've been running 5 miles a day. That's great, but baseball's not a distance sport.
No.
It's a sprint sport. And you see a lot of pulled hamstrings because they'll hit the ball and then they'll try to sprint right out of the batter's box, and they'll pull a hamstring. The next thing you know, they got ice on it. It can be just kind of it's an eye-opener for a lot of guys, too. I think they appreciate – how do y'all do that 162 games a year?
I know. You know, people say, well, why they need a day off? You know, they're playing, doing something they love, but it's a very rigorous schedule, isn't it? Play that many games.
Yeah. It gets to be very demanding. And, you know, but that's what you sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no excuse. If you say, I'm tired or worn out, well, that's your own fault. You can go find something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now they're not paying very much to play this game.
No. Nothing like what you guys got.
I don't know how these guys do it. Yeah, what we got paid a year, they carry around in their pocket now. We used to have games where we would bet if you, like a hitting game or a pitching game or a throwing game, and if you lost, you'd have to go get Gatorade for the other guy. Now they go buy them a Mercedes. So, well, fishing's got the same way, you know.
Yeah,
when whoever thought you'd make $100,000 in a fishing tournament?
I know it. And that's, you know, in fact, I fished two tournaments. The Forestwood Cup there was for $1 million there in 2007.
Why didn't you win it?
Well, I almost did. I just didn't catch enough.
This would have been Keith Munson fishing.
You got that right. Scott Suggs won that one. Look where he's at. It made him an instant celebrity type guy. But I'm telling you, it's changed. The whole scale of everything has changed.
I need to ask Josh a question, though. I got to find out what his predictions are for the big football games this week.
Man, I don't do predictions on football games anymore. You already know that. All right. I hope. And I think with all my heart that New England's going to win. Because I hate Pittsburgh.
You got New England beating Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I hate Pittsburgh with a passion that burns of 1,000 suns. I hate them.
Oh, no.
Hate them. Hate's not strong enough of a word for what I feel towards Pittsburgh.
Don't hold it back.
Well,
tell us what you think.
Don't sugarcoat it, Josh. Yeah. Come on out with it.
Then on the other end, I think that Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers is going to be rolling with the Packers. And it's going to be another NFC championship loss for Matt Ryan and his Atlanta Falcons. So I think that we're going to have a classic of a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers and New England Patriots. I think that would be a killer Super Bowl.
I believe it will be. I believe you're right.
Wow. Are you still doing your high school games, buddy?
I am. I'm doing high school basketball right now, so we got a few games coming up. I'm going to find out if we're doing one Thursday, then we're doing one Friday for sure. And we'll have another one next week on Friday.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm gonna find a little Keith Douglas a little outfit here, Cincinnati Reds outfit.
He needs one
to wear.
Hey, that'd be good. He needs to get one.
That little stuff out here. Can you believe that? They sell stuff for little kids. They'll be for babies and everything out here.
Really?
Well, I need something to bring them to the games in. So
that'd be pretty awesome.
All right. I will definitely have that for you by the time when I get home. I will have it for you. I promise you that.
But I'm looking forward to getting back. Well, I'm ready to get back on fishing, and it seems like I can't get in a groove unless you're in the boat with me, so we're going to have to get this thing started. We'll go to Dale Hollow and try to whoop up on some and fish.
All right. Well, you do. You fish good when I'm in the boat with you, and if you can just get me fishing good, we got a shot.
Yes, we do. Hey, you got to get some new line, though. I know that.
My lines are ready. The poles are ready. I got no excuses. I'm figuring out right now. It ain't the dadgum arrow. I believe it's the Indian. Hey, we did something funny this morning. Had all of our military guys lined up. Uh-huh. We got one that's kind of old, and I said, "We're so happy to have these guys here." I said, "I wish we had time to go down the line and just hear a little bit about what branch you served in." I said, "But only one I'm going to ask," and he's an older guy. And I went up to him. I said, "Now, who did you fight for, the North or the South?" He didn't get it for a second, but a whole bunch of people did. It was pretty funny.
So that's the reason you're talking a little hoarse then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I feel pretty good, but it's kind of, you know, the sinuses, I come out here and they kind of get you for a first couple, a little drier.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I got to pound water every now and then, but it's absolutely gorgeous. You can hear them right now. They're working on the field.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
about one, two games still going. So it's pretty cool. I get out of here, and then I'll hustle back on over to the hotel, and we'll have a fun night tonight.
Well, good deal, buddy. We're down to the last minute of the show anyway, and I'm sorry to bother you, but I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to get back on here with us. Things sure go a lot better when you're here.
No, hey, you guys are wonderful. You know, somebody said, "You still in the show?" I absolutely love doing this show.
Well, we have fun.
All right, well, I appreciate it. For all you folks out there in the good land of the fishing world, if we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. For Doug and Keith and Josh, happy fishing, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dew ad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Dew guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here.
Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the do.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed. Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.